About 20% of the $10 million in grants will go to brownfield sites in Milwaukee. At a Milwaukee ceremony, EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt had a little trouble pronouncing three of the other Wisconsin cities that are getting money.
The village of Ashwaubenois, did I get that close? Close, okay. The city of Delavan, the city of Racine.
Nonetheless, community leaders from Racine, Delavan, and Ashwaubenon all appeared happy to receive their checks. Leavitt says there's more brownfields cash coming into Wisconsin than there was during the Clinton administration.
More money, better process. The Brownfields Act was passed, one of the first acts of the administration, streamlined the process of undertaking these partnerships. These are remarkable examples of communities being drawn together by a project. They unify as opposed to divide.
Leavitt says contamination cleanup money will remain a big priority for the Bush administration if the president is reelected. Environmental groups aren't so sure about that promise. Sierra Club Midwest Director Brett Hulsey says starting this October, the president wants to chop 16% from a brownfields budget authorized last year by Congress.
It basically means we can clean up about a 1/6 fewer toxic waste sites in people's neighborhoods and revitalize those.
Hulsey's urging Congress to restore the $40 million that are being cut. The Sierra Club also says the administration wants taxpayers to pick up the bill for some of the most contaminated sites in the federal Superfund program. The EPA says 70% of Superfund cleanups are paid for by the former site owners. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.